It's obscene how it's so fair. Oh, it's slipping, we're slipping away. Why do the makers move so slow? Okay, and welcome to FLM Podcast number 15. We're getting up there in age, boys. This is number 15. We have a special podcast today. I know I say that quite a lot, but today is extra special. We have the legend of FLM on the show. But before I introduce you to our special guest, let me introduce you to my sidekick, my brother from another mother, Mr. John Ellis. How's it going, mate?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a bit excited about this podcast. How about you?
I'm not, mate, no. Let's just get it over and done with, shall we? I'm bored now already. I only miss him, mate. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. It should be a good one.
And somebody wants a cupcake. I want a cupcake now. She's made
me. Kids, mate. Kids are driving me mental today, but we're going to get through it.
All right. So without further ado, I want to introduce today's guest, the guest of honor, Mr. Bun Bun himself, Mr. Bunners. How's it going, mate?
Excellent.
I'm glad to have you on the show, and it's been a long time coming. I apologize for last week. We had a bit of a mix-up, and I had to take away a bit. But we got it through today, and I hope it's worth the wait. So let's jump in here now. And
don't be shy. Hold on a minute. Bunners, don't be shy, son. Come on now.
I'm not shy. He's the host. I'm just waiting, mate.
Yeah.
Preempting everything that's coming my way.
Just bring yourself forward, son. Don't sit in the closet. Just come out. I've ordered one, mate. Okay? We take them all. We take farmers. We take the Welsh. We take them all. So come on. Embrace it. Let's go.
All right. The first question I ask all the guests. So, obviously, where do you live and what do you do?
Right, well, I live in a little village outside Bristol called Porter's Head. And contrary to popular belief, I am actually an electrician, but most people think that I'm a pap tester.
What? Bollocks, you're a farmer.
No, I do that on the weekend. An electrician.
There's not things to do with electrics down there, mate. You're a farmer. Full stop. Next question.
I am actually an electrician, despite what everybody says. Live in Port's Head with my missus. Have been here now for about 3 years. And, yeah, that's it. I work predominantly in Bristol, all around there. And, yeah, that is it, really. And then an electrician. I do a bit of pat testing as well. But then that's what everyone will cotton onto and say that's what I do all the time. But it's not specifically true.
All right, so you're from Bristol, so I'm guessing by your logo on
Don't even say it.
So you support...
I don't support Rovers. I do not support Bristol Rovers.
Bristol City. Yeah. Okay, Bristol City. So you're
the other shit one. The other shit one that's down there.
Very good. Oh, and I've supported Chelsea for a long time as well, mind. A long time. Years and years since the Vialli era, I supported Chelsea.
Oh, that's fucking ages, mate. That's fucking Jesus. I can't look back that far. That's so far behind you. Wow, since the Vialli years, fucking hell, man. Well, that's what, 1, 2, about 7 years.
It's an ongoing joke because obviously I don't really support Chelsea at all. My mate's a season ticket holder, and I go with him. Well, I went 2 or 3 times last year. I went and seen him play Napoli in the Champions League and everything, and ever since then, I'm sort of just taken on the form of a Chelsea fan, but I'm not really at all. But the more I say that I am, it winds people up. So happy days, I'll just carry on doing it.
All right. That's unlike you, mate.
Yeah,
that's not characteristic of you, mate. All right, so let's move into the next question. So how long have you been a part of the FLM scene?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I can't really... my memory's like a sieve. That's why I've also got the nickname of Goldfish. But, I was on another website, which was inferior to Provo Network at the time. I joined Provo Network, and when I joined that, I brought with me Stewie, who's Ninja Bean, and Abusive, but he's gone now, and House and Jaws. All four of us were on another website. We all promptly left because it was shit, basically, and that we all ended up at Provo Network. But also... chair floor was already there, and we knew him from the other site as well. So obviously we all went onto that one, and then from there I've just gone from site to site to site that Davo's created. He hadn't managed to get rid of me, although I did get banned for quite a while at one point from just doing Bunners things, basically just losing my rag and having rows with too many people. So I had a little bit of a sabbatical from the website for a bit.
Well, tell us about that. Elaborate a bit. What was your what's one thing you remember that you got banned for?
Oh, bloody hell. Davo's probably better to tell you, because I honestly can't remember. It was something stupid. I had mod status for a bit, and I can remember getting banned for altering people's posts on threads.
They gave you mod status?
Yeah, I was fucking good for a bit. Yeah, well, it was only putting up fixtures and adding results, but obviously you get the status to edit people's threads as well. So I sort of found that out, and then people that I didn't get on with, I was altering their posts to make them look a bit stupid and that, and obviously Davo found out, and then that was it. But no, the only major row I ever had with someone was a kiddie called Hazard. I don't know if either of you have heard of him. Have you heard of him?
No, not at all.
I like him. He was a lad on the site who he didn't take kindly to me very well at all. Basically, it was back in the days when MSN got used a lot, and he had my MSN thing, and he managed to, well, he attempted to make up a fake MSN chat that we had. And because he was deaf, he basically said that I'd called him deaf and said that he was a deaf twat and things like that. And he'd sent the message to Davo to try and get me banned permanently. But what he didn't realise is they've both got my MSN as well. And I always have a Bristol City badge on anything that I do, so obviously people can see like who it is and all that sort of shit. And he basically had a picture of himself, I think it was, up in the top left-hand corner. So it was obvious they want me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, he got permanently banned for it, I think. But yeah, that's the only major conflict that I've ever had with anyone. But then obviously... Is there any questions that you want to ask me about any of the members that are on the site at the moment? Because I could happily just have my opinion on them as well, if you want. It's up to you.
Well, hey, I mean, this is your dance floor right now. So if you want to dance, let's dance. I mean, you want to talk about somebody, something's on your mind? That's the stage is set for you, mate.
I don't dislike anyone, contrary to popular belief. I don't like to sort of say, oh yeah, they're a knobhead. There's people on there that do my editing, but then that's like with anything, everybody can get on people's tits at times. I'm sure I get on people's tits, but the thing is, people don't, like, it's hard to explain. The people that I get on with, no, I get on with them. I always say that, but the people I don't get on with, no, I don't get on with them, because I just constantly, I'll just follow people round and everything. Do you know what I mean? Which I probably shouldn't be doing or admitting to it, but yeah, that's how I am. It's like with Withy's a prime example. I get on his case a lot, but whatever. Yeah, he's a bit of a numpty.
I think what you find, the people that use it more often know what you're about. The people that don't get the arse.
Oh yeah, definitely. People try and get. There's a few on that site that can wind me up a butte. I'm not going to name who they are because they just make it even worse. Yeah. But yeah, there's people out there that can proper wind me up. But just Withy, he's all right, but he just gets on my tits a little bit. And Wobu, fucking hell. I tell you what, that kiddie, he is fucking shot to bits, he is. He is absolutely nuts, I swear. Anybody that can try and explain to me that David Noble should be in the England team, fucking hell, your head's gone, mate. Absolutely gone. David Noble. Yeah, exactly.
Don't think I know him.
That's it. They're the only two that I really would say that I don't get on with that well. And then obviously I have got people that have always been on my friends list from day one and everything. And I tend to sort of, well, when I can get online, they're the people that I'll go and parties with and stuff like that. When I'm allowed to go in a party, that's going to be the next piss take that'll come out of this.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to take it up a notch here. If you could punch 3 FLM members square in the face, free shot, no retaliation.
Oh, fuck it. What, past and present?
Let's go present. Past doesn't matter. We're talking about now. Present.
Okay.
Right now.
Who would I like to smack them in the face?
Yeah. Just wallop them. I mean, no retaliation. It's a free shot.
Stewie, Ninja Bean.
Okay.
Because I've known him for years and years and years and years, and it would just be nice just to give him a bit of a slap.
All right.
He's fucking huge. He's like a giant, so he'd probably kick the shit out of me, but it'd be a good laugh. Who else? Withy.
Okay.
Probably, just because he gets on my tits.
One more.
I don't really know. There's not many other... I can't really... Hang on. Let me just have a look on the members.
Okay, you got to. Yeah, you can't skip... Yeah,
Buncey, definitely. Sen. He's a fucking donut, that kid.
Yeah. He's not far from you. He's not far off being a carrot cruncher either, though. In Reading.
Yeah.
He's got half the accent you've got, mate. So maybe he's jealous. He hasn't got a full farmer accent.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine so. He needs to get a fucking haircut, though. But yeah, those three.
Okay, all right, awesome. All right, so let's move on a bit. Let's talk about the FLM. So obviously the people who come on the show, they always talk about the transfers, the community, that's what brings them back again and again and again. How is it for you? Is it the same for you? Is it the transfers? Is it the community? What is it that makes you keep coming back?
Well, this time, the reason I came back was because I was getting a new team because I completely fucked my first one up. So... that's the reason I've stuck with it. The community side of things is good. I like the way that everybody's integrated both sides together, like Xbox and PS3. At first, I wasn't very keen on it because I thought this could go one or two ways. It'll either be brilliant or it'll be fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But trust in Davo. He knew what he was doing, didn't he? And he's just made it even better. So.
Yeah, he's
definitely. People think the PS3 are a bunch of mongs, mate. We're not.
I don't think I thought you was a bunch of mongs. I thought, without getting to know anyone, I thought there'd be sort of a divide straight away. Do you know what I mean? I thought there'd be like an Xbox and PS3 side divide straight away. Because back in the day, there was, man. Back in the day, there always used to be. And now, like, it's all integrated together. The cross-transfer thing it's better for everyone because everybody's chatting to people. Yeah, maybe it might only be in PMs and stuff, but you're chatting to people that you would never normally talk to.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's what's made it better, do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, I was a bit worried at first as well.
Sense change, mate. My God, you actually talk sense.
That's what I was going to say. I put myself across better when I can actually speak to people rather than writing it down, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe you should refrain from writing things down.
Yeah, or just go on air all the time.
Yeah. Get someone else to do it for you.
Very good.
All right, so let's talk about this season. As you just mentioned, it's the first season where we are doing cross transfers, Xbox and PS3. What has been the biggest transfer that you've been involved in this season so far?
For me, Barini. Without shadow of a doubt,
Barini.
Buying
Barini off me, mate. That was a fucking great deal.
But I'll tell you what. I don't know if you got mugged there by me by accident, because when you sold me him, I thought 12 million, that's a really good deal, like, for me and you, because I thought I'm taking a punt on him possibly getting an increase in the next game, but you're getting money, like, now, if he doesn't, because I reckon 12 million, yeah, that's a decent sort of price for him. But since you've sold me him, I've turned down PM after PM after PM for him. I've had people offering me like 28 million for him, and I've turned them all down because obviously, since he's played in the under 21s, he's bagged a few goals and that.
The under 21s is what done it, mate. That's what boosted his rating. But like I say, whether he's going to get a game for Liverpool, I don't know.
But if he doesn't, then he's only going to go one way, and that's out on loan. And then hopefully he's going to get starting minutes for
another
team.
He's good. I've got fucking two great strikers, and Forlan's a beast, and Barini weren't getting in past Forlan, so I'll let you have him.
But yeah, he's a good player. I was playing him up. Well, I've changed my formation as of last night. I was playing 4-1-2-1-2, and I've just switched it up to 4-3-3. So I'm just playing him basically left wing.
Yeah, he can play on either side of the wing as well. So
yeah, and then I bought Reyes yesterday. Well, I don't think it's gone through yet, but I bought Reyes off of Tier Noble for 23 million. and playing him on the right-hand side. So those two on either side with Gamero from Paris Saint-Germain, who I got off Shell. That was the best transfer I've done this season by far. I mean, I swapped... Who did I swap for him? Sissoko, my left-back, or my right-back, and a youngster called Alex Lozano or something like that, and $3 million for a 78-rated striker. That ain't really bad going, do you know what I mean? He's good. He's a really good striker as well.
Yeah.
He's quick, good finishing on him as well. But the only thing is, he's not getting games for Paris Saint-Germain, so I'm hoping that he's going to go out on loan. Liverpool were interested in him last season or the season before, I think.
Yeah, it was a couple of years. I think it was maybe two years ago it was. I think
they're interested in all this shit, mate.
That's not good. Let's not get started on that one.
But yeah, no, not
good. We've only got an hour. I'll be here till fucking tomorrow.
Yeah, all the shit we've taken in the last few seasons, it'll take fucking 3 hours to get through all that.
Other than that, I haven't really got any other major transfers. Other than nearly fucking up at the start of the season by nearly selling Parejo. He's like a young centre midfielder. At the start, when I just looked through my team, I thought, 75 rated, don't really want him. So I put him up for $5 million. Nobody was interested. And since then, I've been playing him every game and he's absolute dynamite.
Ratings mean fuck all, mate.
Absolutely. No, they don't. Because I bought Matavs as well for $11 million off someone. I can't remember who. But he's got like 81 rated finishing for a 74. Do you know what I mean? That's all he needs. You don't need anything else. If you're finishing
However you play, the style of play you got is to do with that. I mean, Jenko's a pace slag and he goes for all the quick players. That's his style of play. Other people, Tomo likes players with movement, so he goes for them type of players. They could all be fucking 61s, but if you've got a player that works out in the right position for you, then he might as well be an 80.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sure. All right, so last question from me before we jump into the user questions, because we have a shit ton to get through. So last question from me is, where do you think you're going to end up this season? How's the season started for you, and where do you think you're going to end up come the last game of the year?
Oh, fuck me. Well, I haven't played many games. That's the only problem. The three people I've got to play at the moment, I'm playing three tonight, I think. I've got Lineup to play tonight, Nutty to play tonight, Payne Wales to play tonight. Payne, I play in friendlies quite a lot. I've beaten him a few times, more than I've lost to him. Lineup, I played him... I don't know if I've even ever played him, actually. If I have played him, I don't think I've ever beaten him. And Nutty, I've beaten easily before. So, should get... Hopefully, out of those three games, I would like to think I'd get 6 points. Oh. I've still got Withy to play. That was the first fixture I had. No sign of him in the FSL. So if he's listening to this, fucking tell me when you can play, you donut.
He's gonna be well up for it now if he listens to this podcast. He's going to hear all the shit you've been
saying. He won't be up for it. He fucking melted last season in the relegation playoff. He didn't want to play me, and I got by on a coin toss. He's a fucking pussy when it comes to playing me. He's scared I'll rip him to pieces. I beat him last season when he had all of his slags. He had like Fabregas and people like that and Vela up front, and I just tore him apart with all my shit players. So, yeah, he's nothing.
That's enough to fucking kill anyone, though, to be honest, isn't it? I think I'll go on there.
But I don't know where I'll finish. I'd like to think I'd get promoted, but yeah. I don't know, just have to see what happens. I'm capable of getting promoted, but I get to the stage where if I start to sort of get battered by people and everything, I sort of play the games more just to chat to people rather than actually win.
Yeah.
Like Jackie Fantastic, I played in my last league game. He battered me in the first season on air, I think, or I beat him or something like that. And I didn't actually speak to him, but I spoke to him in my last game and it was good banter, actually. Good chat the whole game. And I was thinking to myself, am I going to get on with him? Because he was friends with, who battered me last season? AM Magpie. He beat me like 9 or 10-1, and I come on the forum crying about it, saying, you're a fucking idiot. You ran the score up and all this shit. But to be fair to him, he did absolutely annihilate me. Like, I nearly got banned for that, actually. Because I proper spat the dummy that he beat me as bad as he did. But yeah. I'd be happy with mid-table, but if I get promoted, that's what happens.
Okay. All right. So you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. He's not going to commit to being promoted. He's going to dance around it and be mid-table regularness. All right.
Mid-table Gary.
All right, so that's all from me. We have a
bit like Liverpool, really, didn't he? A bit like Liverpool.
Or Man United this season.
Fuck right off.
We'll see.
You haven't even got a freaking say in it, mate. You're Bristol. You got fuck all to say about it.
We got the special one now.
Who?
Chelsea.
Hey, he's going back to being a Chelsea supporter.
Fuck off. Don't give me bullshit. Jesus. No, you're not even in the conversation when it comes to football, I mean, mate.
Actually, I was going to borrow your season ticket off you at the start of last season.
Why didn't you?
I don't know, nothing materialised of it. But now I've chatted to you, I think I'll probably take you up on that offer at some point.
Yeah, I've still got you this year. See, I'm not going to give it away, mate. I'm not going to give it. I'm going to follow my team and through thick and thin.
Yeah, so I'll chuck you a few carrots and all that.
Yeah, okay, mate.
All right, so let's move on to the user questions. There's a shit ton to get through, so I'm going to have us timed. So I'm going to give you about 30 to 45 seconds with each question to answer. Is that enough?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So first question comes from Julio Bashmore. And his first question is, when did you leave school?
1996, I think.
96.
Right. I think so. I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was 96.
Okay, 96. Next question is, what grades did you achieve at school?
Ah, you'd be surprised. 1B, 7 C's. 2 D's and an E.
Oh, not too bad.
And a D in business studies, A level, and a D in sports studies, A level. But I only got D's because I fucked them out.
All right. Next question is, did you ever think of taking a more academic career path?
What, than being an electrician?
Farmer.
Yeah.
Farmer.
No, fuck that. I don't want to fucking sit in an office all day long. No thanks. And I haven't got the brain set to be like a doctor or anything like that. So, no, not at all. Who asked me that?
What's that?
Who asked that question?
Julio Bashmore. These are all his questions. These are all his questions.
Fucking idiot. Yeah, no, not at all.
All right, his next question.
Write a life story on him or something. He's going to do a life story.
I've known him a long time. He's probably taking the piss a little bit.
Have you ever shagged a worldly?
Only the one I'm with at the moment.
Nice answer. His last question is, do you last long in the sack?
No.
Not at all. Okay. All right, so that wraps it up for Julio Bashmore. Next questions come from Dom.
Right.
And these say Bunner's messages from Anon. So I guess anonymous, but I guess that meant anonymous, but I said Dom, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Okay, cheers, Dom. So obviously some of these aren't very nice then.
Why do you always point people out for crying when you cry yourself?
Because I like to stir the pot.
All right. I'm a silly boy. I should have just known that was anonymous, but oh well. Why do you stereotype PS3 people when you have a PS3 yourself?
I don't stereotype them.
All right.
I don't think I do anyway. If I do, any PS3 listeners are listening now, I apologize, but I don't think I do. I did at the start, but I haven't since. I don't know. Do you think I have, Ellis?
I don't think I do, but I did at the start.
Oh, yeah. I did at the start, but no, I don't now. I wouldn't say I do now.
Okay.
Do you think I do LS or not?
No, mate. No, I think you stereotype everyone.
Yeah. All right, yeah. There you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, I think when we were first talking about the merger and things like that, you were being a little bit biased. But now I think you've come around to your senses and you've seen the error of your ways.
Yeah. No, I definitely was 100%. At the start, I didn't want it. But seeing how good it's happened now, it is quality for the site and everything. So, yeah.
All right, next question. Why did you choose the Chelsea brand over the Bristol one?
Because I'm not going to fucking pay like I did last season for it. I paid 25 million for it last season because I was a mug. And Payne Wales messaged me. He goes, Bunners, do you want to swap Valencia for Chelsea? I said, well, yeah, I can do if you want. I go, why do you want to do that? He goes, because they play in blue. I can't see it properly. All right, fair enough. Yeah, go on then. So, yeah. I got it for free. It's a team I've supported for years, so why not?
Nice one. If there is anyone
since the Vialli days, he supported them for fucking ages since the Vialli
days. Yeah, ages.
since the dawn of time. If there is anyone on FLM you could bum, who would it be?
Oh, fucking hell. Mo. So fucking shafting really hard and hurting.
All right, next question.
Yeah, Mo, definitely.
All right, next question. Why haven't you done any more press releases after your rant about being the only one to have released them?
Because the one I did was so good, I don't really think I need to do another one until I play a few people in the league that I don't really get on with. So you'll get one after I've played Withy. you'll get one after I've played anyone else that beats me. If anyone else beats me, I'll get one tearing them apart, saying how they played 1-2 chip through balls and all that shit, and just make them out to be a complete twat when they clearly probably better than me anyway. But I'll just lie and say that they weren't.
All right, next question. Will you be the microphone personality Bunners for 1 week on the site?
I don't know how to come across that way. I always say, like, because everybody takes the piss out of me as well, because I say on the forums a lot, oh, yeah, I'm so different. If you come on the mic to me, I'm completely different to what I am on the forum and everything. But I don't know how to portray myself on the website that way. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So if people want to get to know me, the best thing to do is do what they're doing now, or come on Xbox, or when I get a PS3 headset, come on there and, yeah, just have a laugh. But on the website, I can't sort of portray myself as I am now, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a big difference between typing something and speaking it. Obviously, it can be misconstrued and all that, all good stuff.
Well, yeah, and I'll contradict myself all day long on the site and say one thing and then say another, and that's why I'm also called Mr. Irony, because I just fucking just it all goes Pete Tong on there all the time. So, yeah, that's the answer to that question.
All right, his last one is: do you enjoy the tag of site clown?
Well, a clown's funny.
They're scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not fucking scary at all. Yeah. But, no, I don't know. It's a hard one, really. I wouldn't say I like the title of it. If people come on here and they read what I write and they find it funny, or they think, oh, yeah, that's quite funny, or, oh, what a prick, and then it sort of, it gives them reason to reply or reason to say something, which causes like a bit of a debate or something, then yeah, happy days. But I wouldn't like to think that people think I'm a clown and just like, because I don't deliberately go out of my way to wind people up, like I said earlier, unless you get on my tits. If you annoy me, then I'm going to try and annoy you. But if you don't annoy me, then I'll just chat to you all day long.
Okay, that wraps up Dom's questions. Next comes from Grumbo. And he says, someone tells me that you are an electrician.
Oh, fucking, yeah.
How can this be, as you are really good at negative, surely you would have to know about neutral and positive.
He's always taking the piss out of me. Every party that he used to, because he used to play online with us a lot, I don't really speak to him much now, which is a shame, but every party it would be, all right, Gunners, have you killed anyone today? It's like, no, Grumbo, no, I haven't. Have you blown any houses up or anything? No, Grums, no, I haven't. So, yeah, he used to rip me apart for being an electrician all the time.
All right, that was his only question. Moving on to your buddy, Wobu. Wobu wants to know, why are you such a gay prick?
Wow. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm trying to explain to him. I understand he's young, but he's not exactly filling everyone with confidence when he comes out with stuff like that, is he? So I'm not even going to entertain that question, because what's the point? That's like fucking pissing into the wind talking to a dickhead like that. So carry on. Next.
Okay, he wants to know, Cruz, Mary, or Shag?
Should we just skip his questions, because he's a dickhead? I'll answer him.
All right,
he's a dickhead. Well, but if you're listening to this, you're a dickhead.
Okay, the dickhead wants to know, Cruz, Mary, or Shag? Justin Timberlake.
What Cruz?
Yeah, Cruz.
What the fuck does that mean?
No idea. Cruz, Mary, or Shag?
Yeah, I don't know what Cruz means.
I don't know what that means. See what I mean? He's special, man. Proper special. I'll tell you what, I'll shag him. Next.
Justin Bieber.
Don't know. I don't know. Should we just skip these ones, Jizzle? Because I don't really understand what the fucking hell he wants to ask me shit like that for.
All right, we'll skip it then. Next question comes from Batty. He wants to know, which three members from FLM would you like to be stuck on a desert island with, and which three would you not?
Oh, that's easy.
And Davo cannot be one of them because he puts you there.
I think we know who not. I think who not's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. The not is Wivy, Wabu, and Jenko.
Okay.
Not that's not anything to do with Jenko. I don't really know him, but he just gets on my tits with his transfers he does. So yeah, him.
Okay.
So the three that I would like would be Ninja Bean, Chair Floor, and Tia Noble, because he bring all the drink with him.
Nice one. All right. Next questions come from West. Question comes from C. Kenny, and he kind of asked the same thing we've been kind of asking a little bit while ago. Which member on FLM do you hate and why? We obviously know which ones you hate, so we can go ahead and skip.
Hate's a strong word. Hate's a strong word. I wouldn't say I hate anyone because. No, I don't. I wouldn't say I hate them. I would say they get on my fucking tits.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't really hate anyone. So, but yeah.
All right. So
I fucking hate Kenny, though. He's a prick.
All right. Next question comes from FM91. He wants to know, if you could change your username from Bunners on the forum, what would you change it to?
Nothing. It was Bunners 2006 before, and everybody called me Bummers because the two N's look like an N. So, yeah, Bunners is what it will always be. Oh, actually, the only thing I would change it to would be Lamb Booners, because that's what Mo and Davo called me in a party once. But no, that'd be the only thing, Lamb Booners. But yeah, I wouldn't change it to anything else other than Bunners.
All right, next one comes from Woodscrew. He wants to know, will you be my friend now, pretty please?
Yeah. Even though he's a dickhead, but yeah, I will.
Okay, he wants to know, what is the strategy for the season?
Oh, fucking hell. I'd like to not concede as many goals as I did last season. Last season I went into a mentality of playing games where if someone scored three, I'd try and score four. If someone scored two, I'd try and score three. I'd just try and outscore people. That's no good, you know what I mean? You've got to sort of... I'm trying to keep clean sheets. I've kept a clean sheet in the last game, whether I won 2-0 or I scored a delightful cutback against Kerfish, which he wasn't happy about, so that pleased me a lot. Yeah, keep clean sheets.
You boys accept cutbacks a lot more than what we do. When cutbacks come in a PS3...
Embrace the cutback, mate. Embrace it. When we used to play clubs, that was the only way we wanted to score. We used to do it so that if you could beat the keeper, it'd be an open goal. If you could cut it back to someone and cut it back across so you did a double or a triple, that's when it was mental.
I'm not being funny, but obviously since the merge, we get to see a lot more about what happens in the Xbox League. And compared to the PS3, some of the things you boys do, quitting before the fucking game finishes.
That's right. I don't agree with that.
This cutbacks and some of the other stuff, I'm thinking... Like the deals, you do an agreed deal, and then normally, well, last season, if you agreed it, that's it, job done. It's in the agreed threads, it's up there. But as people fucking say, nah, I reject it, I don't want it now.
That is annoying. You get that a lot on the Xbox side. I don't know why. I think it's because, I think Davo's obviously explained when he came on and said, the PS3 side is a lot more placid, you all get on a lot better. The Xbox side, the banter is fucking nuts. Everybody just tries to get one up on each other all the time. If you can do someone over in a transfer, for instance, last season, The Mouth, I don't think he's on the site anymore. He sold me, I don't know who he sold me. He sold me a player that was no longer on the game for 15 million. And everyone was fucking piss taking me to the end of the world. Like, it was... It wasn't very funny on my part because I lost out on all the money.
I don't understand why you lot are so bad to each other.
No, I don't know. It's just always been like that. I wouldn't change it for the world, though. I wouldn't change it. If everyone started being really nice to each other, I'd be a bit like, fucking hell, what's going on here? This is a bit gay.
I understand. I know. I understand that. There is the banter side of things. But what I'm saying is some of the things that happen, you think, why would you fucking do that? Like the quitting, but that's quitting before the end of a game. That's just taking a piss, man. That pisses me off. Jenko didn't do it last night, but he'd done it before the stats. You quit the game and Jenko's offline before the game and even been sort of the whistle blown. But he was so pissed off that I beat him in the 117th minute that he couldn't even wait to see the stats, which I thought was brilliant.
Well, that just boils down to being a sore loser, though, because there's no harm in waiting that extra 10 seconds just for the game to finish completely. If you're going to spit your dummy out because you've lost a game, then you really shouldn't be playing on this site anyway, because it's not about winning. It is about winning, but it's more aimed towards having a chat with people and just getting on, rather than if you want to just fucking win all day long, just fuck off back onto PSN or onto Xbox Live if you want to do that.
Yeah.
See, you say that, there you go, contradicting yourself again, mate. You say everyone should get on, but then you say everyone don't get on the Xbox side of it.
No, but you know what I'm saying, though. In terms of league games, that's what should happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't, but that's what should happen.
I'm only dicking around.
Yeah, you better.
Let's move on. All right, next question. Not really a question. He says, he reckons you're going to win the division.
Who's that?
Woodscrew. He reckons you're going to win the division.
You just put an added pressure on me. I might do. Don't know. Can't really tell. I wouldn't like to say yes. I wouldn't like to say no. If I come on here and say yes, everybody will grill me for it. So, don't know.
All right. How many TVs do you actually own?
I knew someone was going to ask something like that. Six.
Yeah. And he wants to know, when will she, he types she, when will she kiss and make up with Motifo?
When will she? What was he? What? Hey, don't understand.
Is he
talking about me?
He's calling you a girl. Yeah, calling you a girl.
Right. That's a good joke. Well done. I'm not actually mates with him. That's the thing. Like, I text him all the time, and he texts me all the time. And it's just, I think we're able to have banter, we push it right to the very edge where it nearly gets to the point where I think he could possibly get pissy as fuck with me, and it gets to the point where I could get pissy as fuck with him. But I don't dislike him. I've never disliked him at all. I don't agree with some of the shit he does, and some of him constant trolling winds me up. But if you let him know that it winds you up, he'll just carry on doing it even worse. So,
okay, well, this is a perfect segue then, because the next questions come from Mo to the Foe. All right, his first question is...
This will just prove what I've just said, all right?
All right, you mentioned Hazard before. He wants to know, do you enjoy long walks on the beach with Hazard?
I've explained why. No, I don't. He's a fucking idiot.
All right, his next question. Have you seen his baseball?
No, but I used to take the piss out of him for that as well. But yeah, no, I haven't.
What are your views on Spacebat?
Wow, you probably won't like this now. I used to get on with Batty a lot, and he got on like from the site for a bit because he was going through a bit of a shit time at home and everything. And he come back to the site afterwards, and he was just completely different to what he was nice. We got on really well before he went. Oh no, that was it. I got banned, and he messaged me on Xbox Live and that saying, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like. You're not, you deserve to be banned or something like that, or something along those lines or anything. And when he come back onto the site, he was sort of like, oh, all right, Bunners, how are you and all this? And I thought to myself, nah, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? You've been a bit of a twat to me in that sense. So I'm not going to sort of rekindle our love for each other if you're going to be a dickhead in the first place. But I like him. He's sound, but I just didn't like the way he was completely different towards me. So... bit of a follower, Batty. I'm the chief follower of Davo, but he is a bit of a follower as well.
Well, according to others, mate, I'm fucking up there with the best as well.
What, following Davo?
Yeah.
I shouldn't worry about me. Everybody will use that.
Waste up his ass.
Yeah, I've been told I've been up his ass for ages, and it don't bother me. So what if I am? I fucking like Welsh.
I like a bit of lamb.
I like a bit of lamb, yeah.
All right, next question is, do you have permission to talk to strangers like Jizzle?
Yes.
Permission granted.
I knew he was going to start that. It's all they take the piss out of me all the time because I don't ever come on the mic and that because my Xbox is in like a room pretty much next to our bedroom, and if my missus goes to bed and I start chatting shit, I'm quite loud anyway, as you can probably tell.
Yeah.
And if I have a few cans or whatever and then I start talking to people, back in the day when I lived at home, it was totally different. I used to go on the mic and I was so fucking loud. Like, it was completely different to what it is now. It's a shame, but that's just how it is. But yes, I have got permission, Mo, off your missus.
All right. Next question is, have you successfully been rehabilitated when you were suffering from roid rage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Davo's rehabilitated me with, if you carry on being a fucking prick, you'll be down the road. That's why when Davo ever says, if Davo posts in a thread that I've been going off on one in, all he has to say is, I'm getting bored of you, Bunners, or Bunners, you're going to go on holiday, or Bunners, you're going to take a break. That's when I know that I'm sort of pushing it a little bit too far.
And that's what I do. He admitted to a bit of affection towards you when he was on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right, though. He knows sort of like... I've known him a long time, so I think he sort of gets a bit sort of pissed off with having to deal with me all the time because it's like, oh, fucking hell, I've got to deal with this prick all the time. And, yeah, sort of just giving him more work than he needs to do because obviously he's flat out all the time anyway. And if he has to deal with me over little petty arguments, it sort of makes him stress out. It fucks with his chi, as he says.
But at least, you know, he lets you know beforehand if he's going to start getting pissed off at you. And the Bunners, it's time to calm down. You're going to take a break. Yeah. You need to calm down. So.
But he will. If he wanted to, though, there's been plenty of times where he could just say, right, get on, like, banned. Like when he put me and Mo in that forum on our own. I didn't know that was going to happen. That's why people have got to be like, if you want to fuck with him, he will fuck with you back. But he can fuck with you twice as bad as you can fuck with him.
Yeah, certainly. All right. His next question is, who do you hate the most on forums?
I mean, why does everyone want to know who I hate? I don't hate anyone.
All right. Who would you brick?
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. You've already admitted who you hate.
Dislike, then.
Same fucking thing, mate. Dislike or hate. It's all in the same box.
And that's why are you trying to cause an issue here now? Because you know for a fact there's going to be threads put out next week after everyone hears this.
I don't need to cause any issues, mate. The seeds have been fucking lame, mate. They're going to start growing in the next couple of days.
Oh, fucking well. Like I give a shit.
Listen, it's all good. It's all good seeds, though. It's all happy seeds. There's none of this bollocks, mate. People out there.
The main reason, just going off on a slight tangent, the main reason I put that thread up to ask if people wanted me to come on was because I wanted to know what people wanted to happen. If everyone had said, no, fuck that, he's a fucking dickhead, we don't want him on there, we don't want to hear what he's got to say, blah, 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 then I wouldn't have come on and I wouldn't have made any issue of it at all. But because people said, oh, well, yeah, we'll give him a... That could have worked in two ways. This could work in two ways. People could have me on here now and think, oh, he's actually all right. Or, from what I've said, people could think I'm even more of a dickhead than what they thought I was before.
Yeah, probably the latter.
Yeah, probably. But I just take it in jest at the end of the day. I hope it's changed a few people's opinions of me. That's it.
Stop taking it so seriously. Stop taking that this whole side of it's just a banter thing. It's a bit of a laugh. People like to take the piss out of you. So what? Yeah, it's not too serious. I'm not too bothered about it.
Yeah. All right. His last question is, why do we fight so much? We used to be so much in love.
Is this still Mo?
Yep. This is Mo. This is the last question. Yeah.
Oh, I answered that earlier just because what he does gets on my tits.
Yeah. All right. Next question comes from Jakey Fantastic. He wants to know, why don't you have a Tarzan beard? Oh, wait. Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard?
That's random, that, isn't it?
Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard?
Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard? I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I was trying to think of a witty answer to that, but I can't.
Yeah.
Because it'd get tangled up in his vines where he's swinging about.
That was poor. That was piss poor.
It was bad, wasn't it? Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, strange question that one was. Next one comes from Spartan Blade. And
Does he want me to get him another iPod? No, I fucking don't.
No iPods.
Wow. I pinched one from work and sent it to him. This is a long time ago. I sold it to him, and I actually got arrested for nicking stuff from work because of him. So cheers, Spartan, you twat.
All right. He wants to know, how did it feel when you were exiled from here?
Well, when I got banned?
Yeah, from the site, yeah.
I joined another site for a bit, which Davo knows, the person that runs it. He's a dickhead. He's joined our site loads of times under different things to try and pinch ideas. And he was one of the main admins from the very first site I was on. And I joined it. He was sound with me up for about 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden he banned me out of the blue for nothing. So I just thought, ah, fucking then. And I messaged Davo, I think, on Twitter and said, could I come back to the site or something? And I think he said, yeah, but I can't really remember how it come about. But yeah, no, I was gutted because a lot of the people that I used to hang around with on Xbox Live and that, they all deleted me off their friends list and everything. So it was a bit like you losing sort of virtual mates, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
People that you've spoken to. Because there's people on my Xbox Live friends list that I've spoken to. Well, I've got obviously a group of friends down there, but there's like people on here that I've spoken to for years. Do you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, it was hard, but yeah, it's all good now though. So happy days.
All right. He wants to know, did it hurt that Mo let you down?
Did it hurt that what?
That Mo let you down.
I don't... Let me down what?
I guess he let you down somehow. I have no idea what he means by that.
I don't know, actually. I don't really understand what that question is. Maybe I'll have to ask him. Maybe he's fucking done something behind my back. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I have no idea. All right. Next questions come from... I'm back. Hi. Okay, this is a nice one. How did you find your time in the Big Brother house? And did it bring you and Mo closer together?
Oh, what, me and Mo?
Yeah, did it bring you guys closer together being in the Big Brother house?
No, it made me fucking hate him even more. as long as it got a few laughs along the way, that's all good.
Yeah, it was a good laugh. I enjoyed it. Next question is, who, in your opinion, is the biggest ass licker on the site?
Fucking hell. It used to be me. But I don't know. I don't think there really is one. I don't think anyone. Oh, you know, yes, there is. Sorry. Yes, there is. Buncey. 100%. Buncey. And I'll tell you why. We used to fucking come online on a Tuesday at 5 o'clock and play clubs, right? And if Davo wasn't on, Buncey would never join our party. As soon as Davo come on, bang, he's in there like a shot. So yeah, Buncey.
Oh, Buncey, Buncey. All right. Next question is, rank the hot tub crew from 1 to 4. 1 being your favorite and 4 being your least.
Who's in it? I don't even know who's in it.
Oh, come on. It's obvious.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't know. Is Stewie in it?
No.
Who's in it then? Because I haven't got a clue. I don't really pay much attention to Turtle Zed. He's old.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I believe it's Mo, Devs, and one other, which I think could be Craig or Julio.
I think it might be Julio, maybe.
I don't think Craig is. Craig's not in it. No, Craig's not like that. It wouldn't be him. It'll be Devs and Mo, 100%.
Mo, Devs and Julio, all fighting the power.
What? So those three, is it? Devs last, because he's a fucking idiot. Mo second, and Julio first.
All right. Who would you invite from FLM on a night out?
Chairfloor and Tia Noble, 100%. Because they both get absolutely fucked from what I've heard, and it'll be great. So yeah, those two. And Rising. No, I'd invite Rising as well because I want to see how good he is at pulling birds. I want to know if he is as good as he says he is. So yeah, Rising as well.
All right. His next question is, which woman provides you the best wank material? Not your wife. You can't say your wife.
Oh, fucking hell. Don't know. Anything on Pornhub. Free, innit? Yeah, anything on
Mila Kunis, mate. Mila Kunis or Fucking Holly Willoughby as well, man. She does it for me as well.
Oh, no, sorry. I can't, no. I don't like Holly Willoughby.
Sorry, no. She hasn't got wool. She's not wool on her and she ain't fucking bar like a sheep, does she?
She might have a massive growler. You didn't know that.
All right.
Burn it for me, man.
Mila Kunis, though, she's lovely. She's nice. Yeah, Mila Kunis.
Overrated. She's overrated.
Got it.
Who's the American blonde woman that did the cat daddy dance? Kate Upton. Oh, yeah.
Kate Upton, yeah. She's a little bit chubby, but she's all right.
Oh, no, I'd destroy her.
Lastly, which superpower would you choose and why?
Be invisible.
And why?
You fucking pervert.
Yeah, for that very reason. 100%. Or you could just walk into a bank and rob it and stuff. Yeah, be invisible, definitely.
All right. I think that wraps up our user questions.
Fuck for that.
Crap load. Yep, that wraps it up for those questions. So what did you think about that?
Yeah, they were well, I thought there'd be a few more weird ones, like wanting to know a bit more about why I'm a cunt and stuff like that, but they weren't, so happy days. Yeah, everyone obviously doesn't hate me as much as they make out they do, so yeah.
Where's these other ones from Davo?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just kidding, they're not done yet.
Oh, no.
Hurry up, I've got to get the missus in a minute, so we got to speed it up.
All right, question for Bunners, number one, from the man himself. Did he enjoy getting rinsed by Mo? I was relevant on here about 4 or 5 years ago to the foe. Turtle, let me tell you about my life story, Zed. And Devils, let's make shit as difficult as possible for mates I game with all the time. Haircut 01 in the FLM Big Brother form.
What the fuck?
I don't really understand what he means. But yeah, I didn't get rinsed by Mo at all. I fucking battered him. What's he on about?
That's what the question is, mate.
They don't really get it.
Did you enjoy getting rinsed by Mo, Turtle, Devils, and Haircut?
Oh, they didn't. They didn't rinse me though. So I don't know where he's got that from. He's trying to get a reaction out of me, but it won't happen because I won. So yeah, happy days.
All right, number two. Can you talk us through your seasons 1 to 3? When you turn the second best team in the league into the second worst.
I knew he'd bring something up like that. I can't explain why I did that to Fiorentina. Bit of a shame, really. Sold all their best players. Completely fucked the team up. Bought some horrific sign-ins as well. But yeah, no, I can't really explain myself. Just basically schoolboy errors all day long. Sold the 3 best players and then just it all went downhill from there. So yeah, can't really explain
it. So you're basically the Mark Hughes of the FLM.
I was in that season, yeah, but not so much now.
All right, his third and final question is Hob now?
Yes.
Explain yourself.
We was in a party. Playing clubs, and Mrs. said something to him, and I'd had a few jars, and I think I heard her say, "Hobnob now" to him, and then from then everything I said it for the whole party, just winding him up, and it was funny, but yeah, hobnob now says it all the time.
Okay, so that officially wraps it up for your questions. I appreciate your time on the show. I will give you 1 minute before we finish. I'll give you 1 minute to say whatever you want to whoever you want or say whatever you want about the site. 1 minute is yours. When 1 minute is finished, I'm going to stop you mid-sentence or not. So let me set the timer up. So you have 1 minute. Say your mind and you're on the clock. Go.
Well, basically, thank you for having me on to portray myself in a better way than I do on the forum, hopefully. Yeah, I just want everybody to know that I don't hate anyone. I dislike people. I'm always going to dislike people, regardless of who they are. So before people start crying, like Wabu, who cries all the fucking time, and Wivy, who cries all the fucking time, and Mo, who cries all the fucking time, I don't hate you. You're just all dickheads. So just take it on the chin when I slag you off, because it's not a problem. Yeah, just basically, it's cracking laugh. glad everybody is integrated well. And I haven't really, you don't need to give me a minute because that's it, basically.
All right.
Just glad everyone gets along more than anything. All right, that's fuck you, what about you, twat?
You don't need to give him a minute, though, apparently, but he's still fucking waffling on.
Yeah, it's about 57 seconds he took up. All right.
Those 3 seconds, do you know what I could do with those 3 seconds?
Go on, stop. Then. Go on, then.
I'm done.
Now you're done. Time's up. Yeah. All right. We appreciate you, Bunners. It was great, great fun having you on the show. And as always, I'd like to thank my partner, Ellis, for sticking around and enjoying the Bunnerisms with me for a good part of an hour.
It's been a pleasure.
This has been podcast number 15. And as always, if you want to check out the best in FIFA football online, go to FIFAleagueManager.com for all your fixes. I appreciate it, lads, and I'll catch you on the site.
Nice one.
Welcome.
Cheers.
Happy online, Bunners. Love you.